boys and girls. Welcome to Cooking with Marluxia. And today we're going to be teaching you how to make a very special kind of ice cream.
Mama, this is not a show. We're not on television. We're at the castle.
Stop dancing around in your underwear.
Oh, come on, guys. What's wrong with making some ice cream? Besides, all the little kids seem to like it. Here are my special guests for this week on my show.
Don't make it sound so creepy.
And we have Luxord.
I'm Luxord. And I love Agrabah. Three words. Sands of time. One problem, though. Dahaka keeps chasing me for some reason.
And we have Luxeus.
I'm Luxeus. And who needs a Keyblade when you can beat people up with a rock?
And we have Nominé.
I'm Nominé. I'll be mind-f***ing you both mentally and physically today.
I'm Xion, making Pinocchio look insignificant on a daily basis.
And we have Vexen.
I'm Vexen, and oh, hey, look. I found Roxas.
Roxas? Where have you been? We've been looking for you everywhere.
I got laid.
Bottom line is, he called Sephiroth a girl and got his throat ripped out. I had to change his voice box.
Oh.
And we have Roxas, apparently.
I'm Roxas, and I'm awesome.
No, you're not, dude. Don't lie.
That's not what your mom said last night.
And I'm your host, Marluxia. And when I got done watching Master Chef last night and watched all those sweaty chefs do their work, I made a cream pie.
Can I have some?
No, it's my pie.
Damn it.
Okay, little boys and girls, today our first segment is, of course, the news. I hope they actually did something about the gay pride parade.
Damn it, Marluxia. But anyway, in news today, Square Enix has released its lineup for E3 2011. It is going to be showing Final Fantasy 13-2, Deus Ex Human Revolution, Hitman Absolution, Tomb Raider, Dungeon Siege 3, and Heroes of Ruin, and no Dream Drop Distance.
That shit's illegal.
Well, you gotta think about it. This is Square Enix. They tend to delay stuff in order to make it perfect.
Asshole.
Because they have to draw every single hair on top of the little people's heads because they all look like girly men.
And what you
like
mean
me, for example.
And what you and what you mean is every dollar out of every poor little kid's wallet
goes to the character designers.
I kind of like girly men. They're womanly.
So you're saying that you like me because I'm a girly man?
Yes, because you're like a woman.
So a transvestite would be perfect for you.
Not like a woman.
I'm tired of Square Enix, honestly.
But wait a minute. You can't be tired of Square Enix because if they didn't exist, then we wouldn't exist at all.
We don't exist anyway.
I didn't say I didn't want them to exist, but we can have that rearranged now, can't we?
I like to believe I exist.
Well, then you're not important enough here, Roxas.
Opinions on us not existing is really depressing, and you should stop it, because it just makes me sad, you know, to think about
you don't exist either, Nominé.
I definitely exist, okay? Stop being racist.
There's proof of it.
I swear to God, I will slit your throat.
Anyway, what do you guys think about the lineup? Not including Dream Drop Distance. There's one problem with that, because last year, when they showed the trailer for Dream Drop Distance up, so that could happen this year.
I doubt it.
Well, this is E3. Stranger things have tended to come out of past E3s before.
Okay, well, I'm honestly getting tired of Square Enix. This is getting ridiculous.
I think that'll take care of our news segment.
And now we'll move on to the theory segment. Our first theory is, what did Riku do in the time from the point that he beat Roxas to the point we see him in Kingdom Hearts 2?
Well, Roxas is kind of Sora, so do we really want to know?
No comment other than I don't support Yaoi.
Wait, what?
I don't support Yaoi.
Are you... the...
with the...
in the... Ah!
Mind blown, Inception!
What?
What's
wrong with that?
That doesn't even... Anyway, let's just go move on.
Lexius, what do you think about this?
Well, I think Riku probably would have mourned and grieved because he was stuck in the dark form. Couldn't control his darkness, the weak fool.
Racist.
But that is not racist, Luxord. But I think he probably would have had many confrontations with Organization 13, I imagine.
Marluxia, say nothing.
I'm not gonna say anything!
You've already blown the fans' minds, what more could you say?
Moving on. Xion, anything to say?
Anything? About what?
Exactly.
Well, you know, we were hanging out and he kicked my ass and stuff, but we're still good friends.
Kind of.
Sort of. I tell people I won, but I mean, he says he won, but I think of it as a draw.
You yellow bastard! Come back here! The Black Knight always triumphs!
Yeah,
you
know.
Did you just make a Monty Python joke?
But you seemed so mad when you were fighting him.
Well, you know, caught in the moment, maybe, I guess, is my excuse.
Did he steal your ice cream?
No, actually, yeah, but he bought me a new one a couple of years after that, so.
Now we move on to our next theory. Second theory. In Birth by Sleep, you clearly see that Leia is younger than Axel, so what did Axel do as a child long before we see him introduced in Kingdom Hearts 2?
I would say burn stuff, basically. Especially, people.
I would say he was in our organization daycare.
Well, it burned to the ground, so.
Yeah, and you wonder why Axel got that frisbee obsession.
Jackrams.
Yeah, he set him on fire and threw it into the window of the daycare.
Wouldn't a frisbee melt?
You know, it was like immune to fire and stuff.
Have you ever seen a wooden frisbee?
Nope.
My point exactly.
I have.
Well, then, probably just...
It's what I did to Pinocchio.
It's messed up.
Fair enough.
And our third theory. What do you think Sora's parents look like?
I actually don't think Sora has a dad. I think Sora's dad is gone.
Well, I know he has parents.
Well, we know he has a mom for sure. I don't think he has a dad.
Like, hermaphrodite?
I could elaborate on that one.
Please don't.
Well, Lexius, what do you think of this?
I'm under the impression that Sora's father would have been probably a brunette because that's where he gets his hair color from. And I'm thinking his mother was a blonde because he seems to have the intelligence of one.
Spiky blonde. And I think that'll take care of the theory segments.
Great face.
Damn it.
Hello, boys and girls. It's time for my word of the week again. Today, my word is malevolent. It's an adjective meaning wishing evil or harm to another or others. Kind of like the time she tried to take over our castle.
No, you idiot. That's Maleficent.
Oh.
Hey guys, this is Vexen, and this has been our podcast. Well, it's been kind of hectic today. I mean, Malish has been over there sharpening his scythe, and I wouldn't be surprised if he shoved it right up my...
Hey! Sorry I'm late. I got lost.
How did you get lost? It's a round room.
I tried to find the corner.
Anyway, well, now that you're here, do you want to outroduce it?
Outroduce?
Really? I've never heard that word.
Outroduce?
You know what I meant. Just, that makes... Do the thingy.
This has been Organization 13 Podcast, and I am off to do what I do best. Absolutely nothing!
That's my job.
I'm Marluxia, and I'm like the others, I'm staying here... Wait, is that a little boy? Alone? Squee! Little people!
I'm Roxas. What the fuck's my stack?
Oh, Sephiroth got that too?
What?
I'm Vexen, and I'm off to go get a new weapon. This shield is so useless. Hey, Lexaeus, you got any hammers?
Not that I'm willing to share.
Aw.
And I'm Luxord, escaping your time paradoxes faster than you can say Stopka.
Stopka!
I'm Lexaeus, and why am I even here? I'm leaving.
Wait, Lexaeus? I thought your name was Lexius.
I think I know my own name. Goodbye.
Well, he certainly rage quitted.
Assholes.
I'm Nominee, and, well, Castle Oblivion won't erase that.
Well, I'm out, and this is Xion, and I remember one more thing. Wait, I forgot what I just remembered.
As on a special note, we have reached our 50th subscriber, and his name is...
Spence KH89.
Well, we sincerely thank you, and you will be receiving something very special from Xemnas. Nothing, so any complaints from you, we'll send you Marluxia.
For free! We don't want it.
You can have it. On another note, I'm making a website for Organization 13 Podcast.
Yay!
Yes!
It should be up in less than 6 weeks in theory, but going by my enthusiasm to work, I'm thinking it's probably going to be more likely to be a couple of months.
Keep watching for more Organization 13 podcasts. Stay tuned for our special commercial.
Here is Lexius's power juice. You become buff in no time. The saying here is sleep is for the weak. So if you go to sleep, Demix will get you with a magic marker. Isn't that right, Demix?
I like my magic marker.
So come down to Lexius's power gym. Guaranteed to beat the shit out of you in over 9,000 ways.
Lexius gym is not responsible for any pain after the low mental suffering caused by Lexius training. Go now, call 1-800-PAIN and other general pain.